Track 5, Fields of Gold. Nothing says summer like sunflowers, and across Norfolk, farms open their fields so you can pick your own. Emily went to visit one of them.
Picking your own fruit has long been a Norfolk summer tradition. There's something hugely satisfying about tucking into a punnet of sweet, sun-warmed strawberries which you've collected yourself. But in recent years, a number of farms have been diversifying. In addition to the traditional crops of summer fruits, some of them have been turning fields over to growing pick-your-own pumpkins and squashes for Halloween. A field of bright yellow sunflowers against a bright blue sky is one of the most joyful sights of the season. And here in Norfolk, some farms are now offering pick-your-own sunflowers as the golden-petaled blooms reach their majestic peak in July and August. The trend taps into the fact that it makes for great photo opportunities for social media, as well as being a lovely way to make summer memories and get out into the great outdoors. Tom Wright and Joe Sindel of Ha Ha Farm at Strumshaw grew sunflowers for the first time in 2023, and it proved so popular that this summer they're opening up a field in North Norfolk too. They're also holding some special evening food and music events at Ha Ha Farm during August. As Tom explains, he grew up in Norfolk and comes from a family that has farmed for 7 generations. "It has always been in my blood," he says. "I briefly attended Harper Adams University, but soon left as I wanted to start my own business. Because rather than writing a 2,000-word essay on castrating sheep, I would prefer to get on and actually do it. So I returned and worked back on the family farm and our neighbour's farm and started saving up. Tractor driving, calf rearing, pig farming and building all played a role in Tom's early career. He eventually set up a farm in his own right and built his own house and helped others to build farms too. As this took me all over the country, I began looking to the future," he says. He also met Joe, who moved to Norfolk 16 years ago from Godalming in Surrey via Falmouth, Cornwall and Australia. "In my 20s, I was a production coordinator in Sydney for a magazine company and went on to become an editor here in Norfolk," she explains. "When I met Tom, age 32, I was ready for a change of direction. I helped Tom around the farm, mucking out the pigs, and I loved it. I loved being outside and not stuck in an office." Buying a 4-acre site in Hickling in 2015 led to their first diversification. A planning application, a council committee determination, and many hours of work led to a functional campsite opening in 2016, says Tom. "I took on some freelance work for farming magazines while Hickling campsite grew," says Joe. "Tom and his brother Isaac have gone on to build 6 shepherd's huts, so we can now offer our campers some glamping options." In 2017, they teamed up with their friend Luke Patterson, who has a farm at Dillam, which has Norfolk's only canal running through the back, to set up canal clamping, with canoes available to hire and launch from the site. It is now well established and Luke has diversified further to create Dillam Hall Retreats and the water sports hub Dillam Hall Canoe Hire. Then in 2018, Tom had a surprise for Joe. He had bought the 24-acre field at Strumshaw, which was to become Ha Ha Farm, something he only revealed as he and Joe were on a dog walk in it. "We didn't really know what to do with the field, in all honesty," says Joe, "and the task of creating a farm that engaged with the public began," says Tom. "Joe loves people and I love farming, so we are a great team. As Tom farms pigs, we toyed with the idea of building another pig farm, then a campsite," says Joe. "A couple of years passed and I said to Tom, why don't you plant a few pumpkins, like our friend Algie's, who we bought popcorn for the site off. Kids love to go into the field and pick them themselves, which Tom, being a farmer, was very bemused about. So in 2020, they planted an acre of pumpkins. The first year we opened, our little boy Alfie was 6 weeks old, and I had a little John Lewis coffee machine in the hut, as I was only expecting a few visitors. Word got around and quite a few people ventured out and it turned very busy, very quickly. The pumpkin patch expanded to 5 acres in 2021 and it has been growing ever since. Also, in 2020, Tom built the barn at Ha Ha Farm, where they now host weddings and events, which last year included a food and drink festival. And last summer, they planted sunflowers for the first time. I had a first birthday party for Alfie, and I asked Tom to buy some seeds for the party bag, says Jo. Tom, being a farmer, bought an entire sack of sunflower seeds. They sat in our garage for a few years, and last year Tom came home from planting the pumpkins and said that he had planted the sunflower seeds around the edge of the pumpkins, as they would look spooky when they all died off for Halloween. I said, "So hang on, how many have you planted?" He said, 80,000. So I said, "Why don't we open them up to the public?" And that is how the sunflower patch came to be last year. This year they have planted an acre of sunflowers at Ha Ha Farm and a number of varieties, Peridovic, Goldini, Standard and Helianthus Anne. They are adding two giant swings, which will be great for photos, and as well as daytime picking, they are also teaming up with local food and drink vendors to hold some special evening events. Last year, one evening, I was closing everything down and there was an absolutely gorgeous sunset. And I thought to myself, there should be a glass of wine in my hand, a live band and good friends to enjoy this with, says Jo. So in the summer, they're holding dinner under the stars with food cooked over a fire by Little Pie Patisserie, a golden hour dinner with Norfolk's Edge and the Sunflower Sundowner for the first two weekends in August. They have also bought 10 acres at Home Next to Sea, half a mile from the beach, which they have named Home Beach Farm, and will be opening up for sunflower picking there during August too. And looking ahead to the autumn, pumpkin picking will return for 2 weeks in October. This year the patch is 6 acres, and they're growing more than 30 varieties, including Tom Fox, Grizzly Bear, Turk's Turban Squashes, and Baby Blanco White Pumpkins. They are also thinking of hosting an Easter event. We absolutely love opening the gates and watching the kids run around and play on the hay bales. We see ourselves as farmers and as the caretakers of the land, and we thoroughly enjoy sharing it, says Jo. Alfie is now 3 and has such a great environment to grow up in, and he's inherited his mother's social side and his father's love of tractors, so who knows what he'll have in store for Ha Ha Farm, says Tom.